For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Welcome, football fans.
Live from the NFL Draft in Pittsburgh, it's The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, Pro Football Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. Coming up, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of our draft day edition in the draft city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is on the air. We say hello to everybody now watching us on ESPN2, along with our Disney Plus and ESPN app and ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80 audiences. Seth Rollins of WWE fame is making his way to our set right now. We've already had a great time with Kurt Warner and with Daniel Jeremiah. Also had a great time with Rod Woodson. But the Steelers legends, if you will, don't stop coming to our downtown set here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I called you a legend. Year 16.
Yes.
It's legendary stuff. Cam Hayward is here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's great to see you.
Great to see you as well. Excited to be here.
Yeah, man. Look at us here in the draft town of Pittsburgh.
Who would have thought?
I know, right?
Me and you.
I know. Well, last week. It's great. You're a weekly guest now, which is great. I love it. Thank you for doing it.
Whatever I can do to help.
I appreciate it. It's pretty cool seeing the draft here, huh?
It's cool. Insane, and I'm surprised we got good weather. It's never looking like this. So.
Are you serious?
Pittsburgh is showing out right now. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's been a great day, and apparently, you know, there might be some rain deep into Friday night, but we might miss it. And by the time Saturday hits, we're the football gods and the weather gods are all together.
Just get a raincoat, get a poncho.
Okay, you're watching the draft tonight from your party, correct?
I am.
All right,
I'm watching from the party.
It's party's still on. We're still
party's
good.
Still on. You're invited. Did you hand out the invitations?
I
sent them to you.
Don't
do that.
That is so wrong.
I have them on my phone.
Nothing.
Yeah, well, no.
We need them on our phones.
Ah. Okay.
Wait, yeah,
I'll do that. Hold on.
Cam, we're invited to your party?
Hold on.
Yes.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Cam, what can we expect tonight?
Oh, great turnout. A lot of great fans. A lot of great guests. Aaron Donald. Aaron Smith can't make it, unfortunately. He was working on something. But Casey Hampton, Brett Kiesel, Kevin Colbert's coming back to talk about the draft. You know, some Steeler favorites, Pat Freiermuth,
Muth,
Alex Highsmith, Jack Sawyer.
All right.
One of your favorites.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Rich.
I just texted him. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying Jack Sawyer and Will Howard, your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming down as well.
I know them.
And Steve Byrne will be there. So.
I know those guys.
It's going to be a good time.
You mean QB1 of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Could be. You never know. You got me in trouble, though.
Because How did I get you in trouble?
How did
I get you in trouble?
Because Mason Rudolph was texting me and was like, dang, I've never heard you give that much credit to, you know, our other quarterback.
I asked about him specifically.
You didn't ask about Mason.
How is Mason Rudolph doing?
He's doing well.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just kidding.
Wow. I've never heard you give that much love to Ohio State quarterback.
Hey, earlier on the show.
He's getting ready for tonight.
Earlier on the show. No. We talked about this earlier on the show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy, but it's the truth. There's a large portion of the NFL evaluation community and information community that believes Carnell Tate will not be the first receiver taken in the draft tonight, that it's going to be Jordan Tyson of Arizona State. Mm-hmm. Now, I have not seen, admittedly, a lot of Jordan Tyson, okay? I've not watched a lot of Arizona State football after Cam Scataboo did what he did and went to the pros. I'll be honest with you. But I'm... It pisses me off. And I had to come to grips with I am defending an Ohio State Buckeye, you know?
Big Ten pride, baby.
It is that.
You know, we're in the best conference playing against the best talent.
Yes.
You got to give some love there.
Now, I did, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not an evaluator. You know, Tyson could wind
you
up being
You are an evaluator. You're on TV all the time. Everybody values your opinion.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. Are you just saying that because...
I'm here?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like the honesty of this conversation?
This is great. No. More of this. Okay. More.
Yeah, the world needs this.
Yeah. Yes. Straight up. But no, I don't get it. I've seen Carnell Tate a lot more than I have of Tyson, 100%.
Very true.
And I've seen too much of Carnell Tate, quite frankly. You know, and I had him on the show just a couple weeks ago. He had no idea I was a Michigan guy. He showed up the gold pants. I'd not seen them since 2019, so he had to tell me what those were.
Oh, you should have had me bring my four.
Oh, wow. 4 gold pants.
Yes, sir.
You never lost to Michigan, huh?
No. You knew that.
Yeah, I've forgotten it conveniently. Try to forget it. So so I got you in trouble with Mason Rudolph because you were caping for your kid quarterback. Why wouldn't you when I asked you directly about him? I asked you directly about him.
You did. Okay. You asked me about Will. You didn't ask me about Mason.
Correct. I did not. So how is Mason Rudolph?
They're great. Mason's great.
Okay.
But I think they're all they're competitive. They all want a chance to start. And,
right.
We'll see what happens. I don't know who's going to be our quarterback.
Yeah, you do.
It could be you.
No, you do. You know your quarterback's going to be.
It's not going to be me.
I know that. Your quarterback's going to – it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
How do you know?
I don't.
Are you calling him? Are you in the
case? Definitely. There's one FaceTime he would not take, and it's probably from me.
Why?
I don't know. You can ask him that.
I will.
But I feel it in my bones that when he walked off that field and you walked off that when you walked off that field that night, did you think I can't walk off into my end of my career? Or you literally thought to yourself, this could be it? What do you think?
I thought this could be it.
You did.
For me.
Yes.
Personally.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
And, you know, then there's a lot of uncertainty there between Aaron. But I didn't think Mike T was going to be the first one to drop.
Right?
You know, me, Aaron, and Mike T were all like in tandem walking off the field. And, you know, everybody was pretty upset about that game. And, you know, the uncertainty with me, uncertainty with Aaron, those were at the top of my brain. And so the next day I go in the meetings and Mike T is saying I'm stepping down. And I'm just like, wait, what? I was in shock for a couple months. But, you know, I've had a chance to talk with Mike T, and, you know, I got settled that way. But, man, he's going to kill it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but I want to linger on this subject matter for a little bit longer because you do have insight on a way somebody, well, obviously he's in year, what now, 22, Aaron, something like that? I think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
It's an insane number. Way somebody thinks going off the field.
Yeah.
That I just think Rodgers at the end of the day, when all the pieces land and the dust settles, would like to have one last shot at writing another chapter or two, different than the one that just got written against the Texans.
Similar to, you know, the Peyton Manning story, you know, where you go somewhere, it takes a year, you don't quite get it done. Next year, you win a Super Bowl. And, you know, you feel more confident in what you have around you. You know, it's going to be a different team than last year. You know, you look at the acquisitions we have on both offense and defense that could really be very stout. But I don't know if we're done making enough noise. So we'll see. We have 12 picks. I don't think we've ever had that many picks.
It's a lot. It certainly is a lot.
What do you do with 12 picks?
Use them. You know, or trade around and move up and
trade for Rich.
That's right. You definitely don't want to trade for me. I cannot help.
Who do we talk to about getting a trade done for you?
Mike Tomlin. We're now members of the media together. So now let's hit that one. Yeah. He'll be great. He's going to be great.
He's going to be awesome. I was talking to him 2 days ago, and he was saying he was studying John Madden just for purposes. He wants to do things the right way, and he's always had a lot of respect. And I'm like, Mike T, You don't need to study anybody. You do things the right way. But the level of detail he wants to put into it is going to be really special.
So we should listen for the word WAP? BAM? Like what are we going to do? Like, or suddenly, does he like turducken?
No. I mean, does Mike... He ain't doing that. But he's going to have his sayings. He's going to... I guarantee there's going to be a standard. There's going to be a two dogs, one bone. This is popcorn. Mm-hmm. But those are going to be the main ones. But he's going to make it his own. But I think he's going to have a lot of fun with it. You know, his meetings, even when you saw in Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. he just makes the room feel, engaged in the viewer. So I think if you apply that to TV, he's just going to kill it.
Best broadcast coach meetings I've ever had are with Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Where I sit there and I think to myself, I would want to play for him.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind, anybody who's on the team would be nuts to not want to play for him. Yeah. I understand why players love him. He's just about ball, man. He just talks about ball. And so now he's got a job where he talks about ball. He's going to be great at it.
You know what I mean? He gets giddy when he talks about, like, football history. Mm-hmm. And you start rattling off games and, like, where he was in those moments. It's a match made in heaven. And, you know, I hate to say it's long overdue for him to go to that, but it's really going to be one of the best experiences for a lot of people to just get to know him.
And a lot of people will think, oh, it's just a year or two and then he'll be back coaching again. Yeah. But the guy he replaced, his predecessor, never went back. And everybody thought the same thing about Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
And he just loves not losing on Sundays. He wins every Sunday. You know what I mean?
He does.
And so I what do you think at the end of the day, knowing Tomlin as well as you do?
Oh.
And you know media, you've got your pod.
Yeah,
you know you're readying yourself for it when you do want to stop playing, if that's what you want to do with your career. You're not just football podcast.
Can I get a job with you? How does
see,
work?
Now you keep on bringing me into this thing, Cam.
Can I sit on the end over there?
Yes.
Where do I apply?
By the way, if he sits on the end, it would look like, you know, the bars on my cell phone.
Yep.
You know, just keep going up. but what do you think? Do you think that what's more likely is what we do on a Friday on this show. What is more likely, that he stays media or he goes back to coaching? Your best guess right now. What do you think?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup. Not as a full-time thing. Not as some huge lifestyle change. Just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood. And that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
I think he stays in media.
You do.
I think the really cool thing that could be really special, and I told him this, the Olympics are coming to the U.S.
Yeah.
His daughter could be in the trials, and then he could be calling that. And that could cement it and be like one of those defining moments where it's like father to daughter watching her perform at the highest level. And then I don't think you get them to come back after that. Mm. Like, it's one of those like heartwarming moments where it's like, yeah, I've done everything. I've won a Super Bowl. I'm watching my daughter at the highest level, and I'm putting all this pressure on Harley right now. She's going to kill me. But no, I just...
But that's her goal, obviously, yeah. I imagine, sure.
And, you know, she was a second-team All-American as a sophomore, mm-hmm, as a gymnast. So I think, you know, you get that story. Mike T's not running away from that after that.
Cam Hayward here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're partnering with USAA, the official NFL Salute to Service partner, mm-hmm, for a special Salute to Service event. What's this? What's the event that you're being
part of? We're gathering 100 military service members, mm-hmm, all throughout the greater Pittsburgh area. Me and Mina Kimes are going to sit down,
that's right,
share some stories. You know, this is near dear to my heart. My grandfather actually served in the Coast Guard. And so I have a lot of respect for what our men and women do around the country, and allow me to play a game I love. So whatever I can do, and, you know, I'm very thankful to be a part of it.
That's a Coast Guard kid right over there in Chris Brockman.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right? Dad, absolutely, in the Coast Guard?
20 years.
Wow.
See?
That's awesome.
So you can get me a USAA account or something like that? Because I know you, or you couldn't get that or something like that?
Only family members.
What is it? We're not family.
Not see, that we're not but family.
Did you just hear that?
You know what I mean?
See, now I'm trying to spin it up.
Yeah. Well, he's still waiting, yeah, on his invitation, so.
No, he didn't. He's got it.
Oh, we haven't.
I texted it to you. I legitimately tapped out, right, at the beginning part of this conversation.
And I can get you that USAA. I got you. I got you.
Such a liar. That's pretty cool. Those are always some great moments, yeah, on the draft stage as well, mm-hmm, where there's a salute to service moment and everybody comes out. We stop the draft. We, yeah, stand up. We cheer. We give the members their proper due. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's always fun during games where we get a chance to, you know, recognize somebody, mm-hmm, in the middle of a game. But it's like, it's really funny because guys will be like mid play or, you know, looking at something, and it's like, drop the bottle, drop your helmet, you know, and just focus on that person because you just want to give them their due. Mm. And I've always appreciated that because it's like, it doesn't matter what's going on.
Yes.
We're going to acknowledge that person.
And the stadium's right behind the draft hall,
yep,
as well.
Yep.
I went there last night. I saw,
ooh,
it. And,
what'd you think?
It's cool. It's going to be really cool. It's going to, yeah, be really cool. So I'll ask you the question that I asked of Brett Michaels yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which team, when they get put on the clock at the draft tonight,
yeah,
will be booed the loudest by the Steelers faithful?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
Boy, you didn't. He didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. I was
he
surprised.
He just came right out with it.
Brett said Baltimore.
He said Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah, you're going to get your booze, but Cleveland's, they're right down the street. They're going to get it.
That's it. So Cleveland will be louder of a boo,
yeah,
sixth overall if they stick and pick, than the Ravens 14th overall.
They might want to trade that pick back.
Do you think that's why the Bengals traded out of the first round is because they didn't want any of that smoke tonight?
I hope not.
That'd be amazing.
Don't run from the booze. Embrace them.
That might have been low down on the list,
yeah,
of acquiring Dexter Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, on top of it, look on the bright side. We're not going to get booed on Thursday night because we don't have a first round pick anymore.
You know? I guess.
Okay. Makes no sense. All right. Not Just Football Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And, you know, you're partnering with USAA, Mina Kimes, who I also saw last night. We were,
yeah,
two ships, NFL Network and ESPN passing in our rehearsals.
Great marriage.
And it's great to see you, man.
Good great to see you as well.
Yeah, good to see you. That's Cam Hayward. I'll see you next week.
What's next week?
When you're on again.
You gotta let me know about this.
I just did.
Just do this live on TV.
I just did.
Wow.
In world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He's just taken the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. So just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats, why don't you? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. That's Cam Hayward. Seth Rollins making his way to our set here on a draft day in Pittsburgh.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
City, right?
Right.
And Bennett Hirschhorn called in.
Yeah. He called the guy who socked you called in?
He didn't just sock me. He sucker punched me.
Wow.
Yeah. Did he apologize? Or did he just break?
On the air he did.
Yeah.
Or did he double down, like, wait till the next time?
No, he apologized.
That's good. Good for him.
Yeah, he
didn't want to smoke.
He didn't want to get kicked out of camp. So, our radio audience has returned right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Seth Rollins is here, fresh from another Good Morning Football. Mm. I mean, people ask me, so I'll ask you anyway, too, here. I mean, your team's right there at 25.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
No clue.
No earthly idea.
But anything could happen.
But the bottom line is you got to wait a while to get your team drafted, which is not what you're used to these days.
No, God.
You know what I mean?
No, we are
used to having a quick night.
Yes, top 10 pick
and
right
flipping
away.
Flipping it off.
I know.
That's got to feel good.
It does feel good. And it feels good to not, like, need every position under the sun. You know, usually you come to a Bears draft and it's like, well, we just need somebody in any of these positions that might make a difference. And now you can kind of narrow it down. And, you know, I think you're probably looking at offense. You're really set. Your skill position players. You might need offensive linemen somewhere.
Right.
But really your defense is where you're looking to fill some spots.
That's the defensive line,
maybe edge, and definitely a safety, possibly another cornerback.
Safety for them. Is definitely a need because they hardly had any of them signed at the combine. I remember they came in the combine with nobody on their roster at that position. So obviously, Daniel Jeremiah was here earlier on the program. Keldrick Falk, the edge out of Auburn, that's in his mock draft.
I mean, I'm fine with that. Right. I have no problem. The Bears' biggest weakness last season was getting the pass rush off the edge.
Right.
And you know, Montez Sweat was here and there, but they have nobody on the other side to really fill that void. So I'm all for it. If they feel like they got a baller there, a difference maker, a guy that can come in and help, let's do it.
Is there any other team that you have a slight interest in? I never ask you about that because, you know, you're just diehard Bears fan.
I'm really curious to see what the Chiefs do in the draft this season just because it's so out of sorts for them to be picking so high.
Right.
And it feels like for them, there's an urgency to, like, we got to get back to form now.
Right.
So I'm curious to see with two picks in the first round as well, what kind of moves are they going to make? The New York teams, at least the Giants, are interesting to me with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got a good young core there if everybody's healthy, with Scataboo, Neighbors, and Dart. And I'm like, ooh, two picks in the top 15 or something like that.
The top 10. Yeah.
They're in great shape. Like, what's that going to look like for them? Because I think they could be competitive in that division.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah has them taking Jeremiah Love and Carnell Tate.
Oh.
So that would be hitting the offense, to say the
least. I mean, that's massive right there. That's like a Bears with, you know, Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams in the same draft.
That was it. Yeah.
You add that much firepower to your offense. But the Giants, they need help on the defensive side, too.
Right.
So.
And he's got the Chiefs taking Mansoor Delane, the corner out of LSU. And, you know, a lot of people were thinking maybe they need to go offense to help out Patrick Mahomes, who is coming back from a knee injury that's real.
Yes. I've also come back from that same injury.
That was, I mean, he's a guest.
He's still holding on. I understand. It was real pain.
He wasn't even there. Like, if anyone should be hurt, it should be us that were there.
That's all right. I shouldn't.
And we moved.
We were generally concerned about your well-being.
I understand, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I mean, I would
not holding a grudge.
Not to talk about what it's like to rehab a knee, but, you know.
Two not grudges, one.
I don't know.
That's a hard injury to come back from. It's really difficult. I mean, I'll say I did my ACL, MCL, meniscus in 2015, and there's so much uncertainty when you come back to work. Like, can you be the player that you thought, you know, that you want to be? Like, can you be that guy? It is hard to do. And, like, I remember, you know, my model was Adrian Peterson. that guy came back from a torn ACL and was better than ever. Yeah. And I'm like, if he can do that at that position with as much wear and tear that they put on themselves, running backs, like, okay, I think I can do this as well. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be Adrian Peterson because that man is an animal when it comes to his training.
Yes.
But I tried my best, and I felt after a little while, but it did take a few months to get to, like, okay, I feel like Seth Rollins again.
Yeah, I bet. And you're wondering when you're going through your normal, where you normally wouldn't think about doing anything. Now it's in the back of your head. Hopefully Mahomes can get through all that.
Oh, he will.
Seth Rollins here on the Rich Eisen Show. WWE was in the mouths of a couple of players last night in the NHL and NBA playoffs.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Yeah, I figured let's get your reaction to it. Did you hear about this?
No.
I did.
No.
Okay, Brian Rust, a Pittsburgh Penguin, was one of many who were kind of stunned about how, did you see that there were 10 guys in the penalty box?
No.
They couldn't sit down.
10
five
guys?
Five on each side.
It was wild.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Uh-huh.
Yes. How did they play the game? It's Aren't there only five people in the goalie?
I think they just dropped the puck and then just stood there.
Waited 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Come on out, guys. No. Brian Rust afterwards was talking about, what happened, and this was his description.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payments sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
Quick time out. Some breakfast intel you want to know about. Kodiak Frozen Power Waffles and Flapjacks are built for busy mornings. Heat it, eat it, and you're out the door. No long prep, no complicated game plan. They're packed with 12 to 14 grams of protein per serving, a good source of fiber, and crafted with 100% whole grains, not refined white flour. So you're getting something that actually fuels you. And there's depth on the roster. Buttermilk and vanilla, blueberry, chocolate chip, even gluten-free options. Breakfast that delivers. Snack that delivers. Find Kodiak Frozen Waffles and Flapjacks in the frozen aisle at your local grocery store. They're the ones with the bear on the box.
Game turned into a bit of a WWE match in the second period. And they fed off that and they were able to capitalize.
Okay, there you go. That was a description about that. So now there was Devin Booker last night.
Oh, okay.
For the Phoenix Suns.
He's on it as well?
He got upset with James Williams, the official
last night.
Mm-hmm. He called him out by name, which is kind of rare.
Very rare.
Go ahead and hit it.
Let's do this.
My 11 years, I haven't called a ref out by name, but James was terrible tonight, through and through. It's bad for the sport, bad for the integrity of the sport. People are going to start viewing this as a WWE, if they're not held responsible.
I get it. I see. Yeah, you got a corrupt ref in there. My wife's been dealing with a corrupt ref for months now, Jessica Carr.
Is Jessica Carr and James, you think they might be related?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
I don't know if James Williams is a pseudonym. I don't know. Maybe there's a Carr in there somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, that's crazy. He's going to get fined for that.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's going to get fined for
to
that.
Call out an official by a name?
Yeah, that's aggressive.
But, I mean, he's also, what's wrong with turning something into the WWE? A highly successful pop culture iconic
absolutely. But, sport. I get what he's going. You want absolute, fair, unbiased officiating. That's what my wife has been asking for months. She wants Jessica Carr to play by the rules. And, look, if you look at WrestleMania, she got her get back.
Yes.
She won her Intercontinental Championship back by beating AJ Lee. Who was the referee for that match? Oh, corrupt Carr.
Oh.
Corrupt Jessica Carr. So my wife outsmarted them both. So my advice to Devin Booker is now you know what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. The next time you're on the court with that guy, you got to figure out a way to work around him and make it work for you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The WWE was in the mouths of two
I love
very...
It. Tis the season. WrestleMania is big on everybody's right. mind right okay. now. So right. we're a few days removed from that, and everybody's thinking about it. I like that.
Where are you going to be for the draft this evening? Are you sticking around? Or
I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here today, tomorrow, then back to Los Angeles, and then Raw is in Laredo, Texas on Monday. Back to Laredo. We haven't done Laredo for Raw, I want to say, in like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always really exciting to me, just like it's cool to come to Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh's not a small market, but it's not a huge market. Mm-hmm. And so anytime we, like, you see the draft coming here and you see all the people coming here, it's always very cool. We did it last year in Green Bay to see everybody coming to kind of a smaller market for the first time. When we go to a smaller market like Laredo for Raw that we never touch, it's awesome because the fans there are craving it. Like, they want it so bad. They don't want to drive to Dallas, San Antonio, Houston for these shows. Now it's in their backyard. The crowds are always like through the roof. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited. I know it sounds nuts, but I'm excited.
That is cool.
To go to Laredo, Texas.
Are you going
to
be backstage tonight, or where are you going to be?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I'll watch the draft from here or okay. not. We have some tickets, and there might be like a booth or something, but I also might just go get a meal. I'm not sure.
Speaking of the booth, how did the coffee go?
Oh, baby.
How did the coffee go? Was it the World Congress of Coffee?
It was
the World of Coffee?
Comic-Con for coffee.
Comic-Con for coffee.
Unbelievable.
How'd we do?
We did great. We had our little Amo booth in the corner, and we had the first of its kind, a tag team latte art throwdown. It was unbelievable. We paired up these people who qualified online. They put in their submissions. We had some very good submissions, by the way.
Yeah.
We teamed them up randomly, and then they had to tag in and out, making lattes at a fast speed.
That's incredible.
But also for quality. They were being judged, and it was fast paced. It was so much fun. The buzz in that space around our coffee brand Amo was amazing. We had it again at WWE World this past week, where we sampled some of our cold beverages. The rollout over the last 2 weeks has been awesome. We're going to get some to you.
Please.
We launch on Monday. The site goes live on Monday.
Okay.
So you'll be able to get your coffee from there, and we're going to get some to the show so you guys have it.
I appreciate that.
But, dude, it's been so cool. The response has been fantastic.
That's awesome.
They must have loved having you there, having a tag team off in the corner.
I think they were taken aback. I mean, we had a lot of energy in our room, and it was a bit of a stuffy crowd. And so when we were there blasting our metal with our loud music and our loud lights and our tag team throwdown, I think we were disruptors in the coffee. We were disruptors in the coffee world, and that's how we like it.
Did you have someone dress up like you? Like we talked about you last time. Were there cosplayers as you and Becky that showed up?
Yeah,
dude, these people had no idea. They didn't know what to expect. These people were regular people, and like they all looked like they were dressed like Rich. And Brock,
which is outstandingly well dressed.
This is great style that the two of you have. But this was 97% of the people there. Me and my wife were there in our cut off Amo shirts, just flexing as we're walking through. It was a great time. It was awesome. I loved it. I'm excited. Hopefully we'll go back. I think next year it's in New Orleans. But
great.
But the brand is off and rolling. EnjoyAmo.com.
Love it.
Awesome.
It's going to be
great. I'm glad I asked.
Thank you for asking.
No, because you mentioned last time you were here. I'm like, I need to ask the follow-up. And we'll take some of that coffee.
We'll get you some Amo.
When he comes to visit.
Right. I'll drop it off personally.
I know a coffee beggar can't be a chooser, but I just need the straight-up stuff. I don't like the watermelon taste and whatever the heck you do with your
I'm
coffee.
Telling you.
We
don't got to get you any sweetener. We'll get you black coffee that will blow your mind.
That's fine.
That's what you're going to get.
I just want it as lettuce. As it possibly can go. I don't need to do, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a cheese pizza guy. I'm a burger guy with not many fixings on it. I'm a straightforward.
You're my daughter. You are my daughter.
Pretty much. How old is she?
Five.
Okay.
Child.
So
cheese pizza, nothing on it.
You're saying I dress like an old coffee person and I have got the appetite of a five-year-old.
Yes, that's it.
This is great. No, I think this is a great way to end our conversation.
That's kind of rude right there.
I guess I started by saying
compliments.
At least, I mean, these are all compliments.
Right, of course.
I take them as compliments. It's the same way I complimented him about Mahomes having a real knee injury before.
Exactly.
So I guess I walked into that. I took a heel to the eye.
You did.
Good to see you, bud.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Always a treat, gentlemen. Check him out on Good Morning Football on NFL Network and, of course, the Roku channel for good GMFB overtime as well. We'll be back to wrap this show up on this draft day in a moment from Pittsburgh.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Draft season is here, and everybody's talking about franchise players and blockbuster trades and the moves that can reshape a team. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors is the kind of pick you can trust, especially after another long winter with your old windows. Discover why Pella Windows and Doors is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. Make life brighter and better with Pella Windows and Doors. Right here on the program.
Pella.
Is it true? By the way, the, no pressure.
They're here.
The Pella people are in the room as I'm reading that as well. Is it true you asked for a door?
Well, I'd been mentioning on the show just casually during the read. Like,
you're looking for a door?
I need a new door. And they reached out, and we're going to make this happen.
Boom. Hmm. How's the door? What are we doing? What is it?
We're working on
it. Okay, we're working
on it. We're working on
it. Okay.
They're going over
sliding,
there.
Sliding it. No.
What is it? Specs.
Is it going to be hidden door?
Something a little sliding? More modern looking.
Okay.
I just don't like my front door.
You can't have a front door you don't like, Matt.
That's true. You got to love your front door.
You know why I always... You know,
that's
you,
why I'm going to Pella.
Do you know who I leave this stuff up to?
Your wife.
That is correct.
Your wife.
You are correct, sir.
I mean, I know.
One of the stars of Women's Sports Now is joining us right now from what appears to be my seat back in Los Angeles, California, getting ready.
Well, you know, Rich, you always accuse me of going right in through the front door.
That's correct.
It makes a lot of sense to have me on after that one. Hey, guys, I'm keeping the studio warm here. It's kind of lonely.
Is Del Tufo
TJ,
there?
The candle is not lit.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's okay, Suze. I got one here. It's electric. You understand? Mm. I got a remote and everything.
Is Del Tufo there? Is that what we're trying
he
to
He just walked in. There he is. Mikey, the guy, say hi.
Oh, we need Mike. In. We need to see Mike.
Just walked in.
I did not
Mikey,
say hi. I
walk
wanted
over
that
here.
On the
Let's
record.
Go, kid.
Oh, God.
He's wearing a Dodgers hat.
Oh, boo this. Boo this That's man.
Boo this man.
What is happening here?
I say boo.
Oh, my God.
My favorite person is in the studio.
See?
My favorite person is in the studio.
Back
my
off.
Hands off.
I've known her longer than you, Rich.
Well, that's true with
he
most.
He knows
though.
Where the bread is buttered.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I don't know if that's how
she has the power, Rich.
Goes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Del Tufo.
What's happening here?
Hey, Brockman, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Who's
I'm
coming
good,
up on? Let me.
Oh, sorry.
Take control here.
Your name is on the cup.
Who's coming up on Women's Sports Now later today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN digital platform? Susie Schuster.
Well, Rich, since you asked me, we're so psyched. We have Olivia Miles on, and we also have Flaje Johnson. I mean, we have an embarrassment of riches of incredible women, and we're so psyched to have both of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a lot about PWHL. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the upcoming WNBA season.
Okay.
We've got a great Miller Lite spotlight and a little fun with a certain mascot in Toronto.
Oh, gosh.
We are unleashing Sarah Tiana.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard about the
I have not.
You want to Google Toronto tempos and see what
or don't.
And see what
and just watch
what,
us right here
absolute,
on Women's Sports Now
what,
on
absolute,
the ESPN app on Disney say, Plus this on is, Hulu this ESPN 2. We're so psyched to be is, everywhere with you guys.
This is a spinning curve in Sarah Tiana's.
Oh, well, I lost your audio.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Well, there's an audio guy there.
Yeah, I know.
Be able to help you.
Can you hear me?
Tell him to work the board.
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All right. Can't wait for what Sarah makes a meal out of that.
It's a spinning curve in the Sarah Tiana zone.
Here we go.
Is that a blue cookie monster?
I don't even know.
Okay. Very good. All right. And how's everything else there? Anything else I need to know, Suze, before I...
No, nothing chaotic this morning.
Okay.
It was actually a smooth transition. Yeah, we're pretty
you're
good.
Talking about our kids going off to school? Is that what you're referring to here on ESPN,
Look,
too?
I mean, for you and me, that's like the way the day starts. So it's either chaos or it's not.
Well, it's great to see you.
Smooth sailing.
It's great to see you smiling here. Okay, so Women's Sports Now, Flaje Johnson of the Seattle Storm Now. Mm-hmm. And Olivia Miles of your Minnesota Lynx.
Amazing.
Okay. I enjoy that.
And how crazy that Flaje is opening her season against the Valkyries.
Okay, there we go. And that's there's already some brief history that happened on draft night. With
one of the things you love the most when someone gets drafted, they get a hat, then they got to take another hat. Because
it's just, it makes no sense.
So that's
and she hasn't taken up her hat since she got it. She's wearing this hat everywhere. So we'll ask her about that hat. We're going to ask her about her new rap that she just dropped called Whoa.
Susie,
kind of awesome.
Suze, ask her, tell her to give you her top five MCs. That'll work well into the with the conversation because she's big hip hop.
Thank you for that, TJ.
I'm here for you.
We're here to just make everybody's lives better. All right, Suze, love you. Have a great show.
That's it.
Have a great draft.
I mean, what else? What do you want to? What else do you want to talk about?
Ask her something, TJ.
I didn't ask. I thought I added some value with the women's sports now.
You always add value, TJ.
Great job.
You know, I'm your biggest fan.
This is true. Thank you.
I mean,
now it's.
You like how I moved into Rich's seat? By the way, look at our background. Like, come on.
There you go. It looks great. Looks fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you.
It looks great. Yeah, and plus, I just need to erase the memory of Del Tufo just
hugging your wife.
Yes.
That's going to be tough. I'm not going to. I mean,
all right. Love you, Suze.
Oh, Rich. Hey, how are you? Hey, Rich. There's a, you know, I'm just lovable. What can I say?
I know that. Have a great show.
All right. See you, Suze.
There she goes. Suze.
Bye, guys.
Schuster.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Tiana and Renee Montgomery. And Colleen is here in Pittsburgh as part of her duties with the NFL draft tonight. So it's just a three-woman crew on the main desk with two WNBA stars fresh off of the college basketball hardwood. Women's Sports Now, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Episode 2 is tonight.
All right.
Imagine if tonight.
Tonight.
Okay. Tonight, David Bailey gets announced by the New York Jets.
I will like that a lot.
And then he's got to come out, though, and then be announced as the newest New Orleans Saint, but he still has a Jet hat on while we're talking about him with the Saints.
This infuriates.
It's confusing.
It is pretty stupid.
Honestly, part of what my challenge is for tonight is with eight. I don't think folks kind of grasp yet what 8 minutes on the clock is going to feel like for a television broadcast. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when it went from 15 to 10.
This is half of that time.
Whoa, it's going fast.
But this is half of the 15 minutes it used to be. Yeah. So the two fewer minutes, and ESPN didn't cut down on the number of voices on their set or in the team facilities or in the case of Fernando Mendoza, there's a reporter in his house. And we're both using the sound bites that come from there, of the two networks. And so there's times that we got to sync up to get to Laura Rutledge is conducting the interviews of all the draftees who are coming out of the green room for both broadcasts.
Oh, okay.
You know, back in the day, we at NFL Network had our own.
It was like Odd Picks on ESPN, Even Picks.
Well, we would get where it would be the Odd Pick and the Even Pick going back and forth as to which broadcast got the prospect first.
Oh, okay.
But we would each still have our separate
right.
interviewers on the stage, right? Now it's just we're all, both broadcasts have to get to Laura Rutledge at the same time. And the clock's ticking. And while she's interviewing somebody, by the time that interview's over, let's just say it'll be David Bailey, the Cardinals will be on the clock halfway through their pick. During that, a trade might be happening, and it's graphically supported on the screen. And then we're going to find out 3 minutes after that who's being chosen. And then while we're reacting to that, the Titans will be on the clock and probably going to have 5 minutes left in that one. And then I'm told that when the Giants pick tonight, there's going to be a presentation on the stage where this draft stops and somebody's going to come out and it's going to make a special pick. And the clock keeps ticking and the Browns are going to be on the clock and it's going to just go and go and go. And it'll be really fast. And I'm wondering how you guys will come back tomorrow and say how you like it as a broadcast to watch. I just know as hosting it, it's going to be my challenge is to make sure fans at home understand. Seven's on the clock now, but we're waiting for the fifth overall pick, and the sixth overall pick has already been in, and we'll get to that in a moment. And the trade for five was this, yeah. And then the eighth overall pick's coming, and to make it sure it's all in line. And I take that job very seriously, while also to make sure that my analysts all get in, my fellow colleagues all get in their talking time. Unlike you guys right now, I'm on this jag here. But I'm just saying that it's going to be a different broadcast for me to host.
Right.
And so it infuriates me when I'm watching a draft and I'm totally confused as to which team the player's going to. Like the NBA draft does.
I mean, I know Roger wants to get home, right? And shave an hour off this time, but it almost seems like they should have added 2 minutes, not taken it away.
Why?
Because of everything you just said.
Well, I mean, but at some point, though, like if the Raiders go on the clock at 8 o'clock, right, and everything moves along, the draft should end right before 11 o'clock. It's still going to be a 3-hour evening.
But honestly, who cares how long it takes?
I don't know. It makes it a little bit more
watchable. Don't you want it to be less congested? Like what you just said, the fifth pick may not even have been announced yet, but seven or eight is on the clock.
What I'm saying, I'm just putting you in my shoes as somebody who's hosting it and answering TJ's question why the NBA's draft's confusion drives me nuts. And I know the NBA draft is that way because their new league year in free agency happens after the draft. And so things aren't even official until the new league year begins, just the same way the NFL is. Ask the Raiders and Ravens fans about that with the Max Crosby trade this year. But the new league year and the free agency happens before the draft, so draft choices that take place for the NFL immediately are official. And you're on that team, and if you're traded, then you'll have a new hat on your head of the new team. If you're one of the prospects that's physically there. Okay. I'm just describing to you what my challenge as a host is tonight, yeah. Hoping that anybody out there is actually interested in what I just had to say, although TJ just mock sleep taked on me. But, I'm wondering if what I just said even will matter to a viewer. You'll even notice it. You might not notice it. And you, at the end of the day, will be like, I'm glad I didn't have to wait for that other pick because I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way I am in a fantasy draft, too. I'm like, come on. You got 60 seconds. Let's go.
Or when you're in an elevator and someone's coming, you want them to.
Well, I mean, it depends on how fast they're moving. If I'll hit the open door button or not, like Larry David. But no, I'm just kind of bringing that up. We'll see. And happy to take phone calls on it. On Friday.
You've always said how great your production team is. So
they
I'm
are.
Sure they're going to walk you right through there, and
it's
you
awesome.
Guys,
yeah,
you guys will be fine.
And they never tell me what pick is coming. They never do.
Oh, really?
Ever. Not in the first round.
Want to be surprised.
Yeah. Certainly since some of this information will be well known by the time the commissioner says it. True. Because of what I just said. It's going to go fast and some picks might get backed up. They're going to try and keep it on time. But it'll be my job to hopefully hang with you tonight on NFL Network, starting at our pre-draft show at 7 Eastern time. We're signing off on ESPN Radio right now, back on ESPN2 and more to wrap this show up.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.